We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just absolutely hit the lottery with a bunch of Reese's penis, peanut butter cups, trick-or-treating. That's what's on the table tonight. It would be a heck of a month if they...
Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
That's a beautiful sound right there. It is 9 o'clock on a Friday, man, and we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is going to join us. I always love all Mike's stuff, and there's plenty to get to, plus inside of football, outside of football. But we should have five really fun games to watch for five meaningful games here with six left to go with Washington and the Giants, the Jets and the Vikings, the Titans and the Eagles, the Chiefs and Cincinnati, and yes, the Miami Dolphins and the San Francisco 49ers. And hell, everybody's talking about Deshaun Watson going back to Houston.
Don't forget about that.
Houston is so bad. That team we saw last couple weeks ago was just awful.
It would take that circus to have you watch that game. Texans at 1-9-1 and just playing the way they are.
Oh, boy.
They're bad.
You want to see the Massage King fail?
No, I don't.
I do.
Okay.
I mean, right. Obviously. But
so you went from a real nice – wait a second.
Right.
So let me get this right. No.
I have my people I like.
So you like this guy you're talking to, Keyshawn Smith.
Right.
You like him.
I did like him, yes.
Liked him a lot. Oh, my God, he's such a nice kid. I
like a lot of University of Miami athletes.
So he's going to transfer.
Yes.
And you're talking about all the nice things, but – this guy is coming back, and you hope he fails.
Fails. Fall on his face.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I don't know how you can compare the two people. Well, one has, like, a nice story of how he got to college. The other guy's like, the biggest creep we've ever had in, like, the history of sports.
He's definitely up there.
I mean,
but you were what's doing
the count?
So not,
what's the count?
You were doing so, I don't know, 66. You were such a good guy.
I was waiting here with that number.
66. That we know of.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Some of the women just went, I want nothing to do with this,
I don't
this,
want to be
man.
A number.
Any chance anyone waits till like, today or tomorrow to pop out?
Oh, that'd be something, right?
I mean, you got to be thinking, right? Like
they
maybe?
Said four or five of the women are going to be at the game.
11.
Yeah. 11 women.
11 are now going.
Dozen, they got their own suite.
Do they really? Seriously?
No, I don't
no,
know.
No, okay. That would be something.
We're going to find out.
They got the seats right in the front row, right in front of the end zone.
The cameraman
gets
to them,
right. Season ticket holders. I'm not giving up my seats. I like the team.
I mean, there's no other way you'd watch that game. Browns-Texans on paper is just terrible.
I'm not watching that game, bro. They're going to show it. They'll show it on Red Zone for the first, like, you know, handful of plays he's in.
And
hopefully someone will hit him hard enough he leaves the game, and that'll be that.
Everyone wants to see how he is going to play coming back.
He's such a bad guy.
Hadn't played in over 700 days.
He got peppered with questions about everything yesterday, and he's moving on, or at least trying to. We'll see how long that.
Only talking about football.
See if he can block all that out for the game coming up. 305-567-0560. Woody, what do we have coming in there, soft heart?
Oh, well, I don't have a soft heart for Gattis. Texters are saying that Gattis has to go.
No, he's number one.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's a student or an alum. I hear it. I hear it every day. I go, I know where you're going on this. As soon as they have Kane stuff on, I go, I know you're going, Josh Gattis. How'd you know? I don't know. Just a wild guess.
You think Mario moves on from Josh Gattis after one
I year? Think it could happen.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't see it.
I mean, I can't see it either. maybe tweaking stuff, but getting rid of
him. I mean, it's just tough, man, to go from, like, again, like what he was, like assistant of the year, coordinator of the year, to fired.
It was a coup to get him.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Right.
Everyone was really excited about it.
Until they started playing.
Probably should have just kept Lashley.
But you didn't have a chance to keep him.
Yeah, could have kept Lashley if he's the head coach. He wasn't
that was
stay
the
here.
Only way. Right.
What do you think, going to stay here and be a coordinator or be the head coach at SMU?
Right.
I don't know, bro. SMU's a bad program.
Score 100 points a game.
The Mustangs.
He's having fun scoring a lot of touchdowns.
Yep.
I think he's done it here.
It's good.
All right. Someone said my story made them cry. It's beautiful. Just like it's like you with some of the Dolphins players, though.
Why do you throw me?
Because
in?
You've told
we're
me.
We're talking about you.
You've
Cole.
Told me. You've told
you're
me before.
You're cold-blooded. Don't put
but,
me
no,
with
but you've
you.
Told me before, hey, listen, I have a certain thing for certain players. Please don't rip this guy. I like him too much. Like, you've done that.
What?
KFC.
I'm, all right, staying,
since
I'm
it's
letting
a,
you just go after
since
him
it's a Friday,
point.
Let me give you some food here. All right?
Jeez.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to make up, though? Like, oh, I like this guy. Please don't say
I know that
bad
there are certain people that you like that you
I
won't
do.
Rip. Okay?
I do, but
so
I've
don't
never
give me a hard time
you
for doing
to.
It. You're the ultimate company man when it comes to the Dolphins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Go ahead. You're a real friggin' ass clown. That was weak, but go ahead.
All right.
That was real weak on your part, but you're a tough guy back there.
I am
so
a
go
tough
ahead.
Guy back here. KFC has come out with 3 new fried chicken wraps. One of them is filled with mac and cheese. Highly recommend.
Wow.
Wow. Now that's interesting.
A chicken wrap with mac and cheese in the middle, huh?
What do you think?
Nope.
Heartburn?
No, I just don't like to mix. Mac and cheese got to just be with mac and cheese.
You don't put a little meat in there?
No. Lobster, that's it.
Mm. Fancy.
It's got a lot of cheeses in there, too.
Five
are you, you're a multi-cheese guy?
Yeah.
Didn't even notice. Ziggy Mad Dog have that one, right? Did you say that?
Yep. Yeah.
I like this one, 561. I guess Mac Jones's Hall of Fame induction has been delayed.
Just a little bit. Boy, that love affair kind of poof.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the media. I mean, their whole fan base turned on Mac Jones. Now they're going to be flipping it over to Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. Joe Judge? Quarterback coach? Matt Patricia?
Yeah.
Who looks like a slop. He just clean up a little bit. Again, everybody tries to be Belichick.
Well,
Matt Patricia, stop trying to be Bill Belichick.
This guy says the award was BS. Gattis is not very good. There you go. Another 239. Someone is reporting there's a 95% chance Deion is taking the Colorado job.
Oh.
My poor Bulls are left in the cold. Ah, whatever. Who cares?
Now you don't care, right?
So
now
they,
you don't care
because
you're going to lose them?
I'd care if they got Deion. Yeah. They had some guy who was coaching the UCF game over the weekend. I don't know who the interim coach was. I didn't have sound on the game. But he looked really enthusiastic. On the sidelines, I just figured they should just give him the job. Whatever the interim guy
that'll
was.
Do it. Somebody just got extra energy on the sidelines.
Well, I mean, it seemed like
that's Bell's head coach to me.
The players responded.
It's good.
Oh, my gosh. Any chance the Texans roll out the 11 victims as honorary captains for the coin toss?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
That'd be fantastic.
That would be
something. Could you imagine?
The league would be.
Oh, that'd be so mad.
Yeah, I
so
guess the league
mad.
Would say no go.
Cleveland,
great text, though.
Cleveland, that by the way, that's outstanding.
Yeah,
that's creativity outside the box right there. Ladies and gentlemen, joins today not former players or the captains of the team, but
Deshaun Watson's victims.
Right. Here comes Brandon Cooks and all 11 of the victims. Right.
These were 11 of the most emotional.
My God. Flip a coin.
Wow. We'll send that guy a prize. We'll send him a Joe Rose autograph.
And Cleveland just sends out Deshaun.
Maybe send one of yours.
Excuse me?
Go ahead. What else
Hope
you have?
Gets too salty in there. Gattison hit the transfer portal.
Maybe.
Joe inferring that Woody's heart grew in size like Dr. Seuss is the Grinch.
You're really cold-hearted.
Why?
He wasn't for a second. Because
I don't like Deshaun Watson.
So warm-hearted
make
for a
stuff
second.
Up. You just
make anything up. You just happen to have players you like everyone else.
I've said that.
Called you the
and you
ultimate
bond, you,
company
No, but
man.
You bond with these guys on the bus or on the plane or wherever you guys hang out.
I don't hang out with anybody.
I know you hang out with the players.
I hang out with a former group of guys. You want to say kiss their ass? Okay, they're my friends. I do.
Ultimate company.
Who do you hang out with, Woody? No one.
Jeez, bro.
We got to go to break here. We got Mike
Florio. I just think, like, you react this way when you know I've told the truth, which is the problem. Like,
so
you just are having a tough time handling the truth.
So who's
right
that?
Now.
So you throw out stuff because you're never around me outside of this studio. So okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, you're a tough guy here.
I know
this morning,
you, bro.
Tough guy. So you know me?
There it is.
How well do you know me? I love that.
Well enough.
I've never even been out to eat with you. So how would you know me?
No, that's
I
not
was
true.
Out
you
with
took
you
us out one time.
Time.
They thought you were our grandfather.
I was out. Oh, that's a shot. I was out with you one time. Your wife did all the talking. You're such a wussy. You stood in the back like a coward and didn't talk to anybody. You're so awkward.
I don't like that you get so upset at the truth.
What part's the truth?
The ultimate company man? Is that the truth to Hollywood?
When I get to Florio?
Yeah. We got Mike Florio coming up. But first, Zach, what do you have for
us? I want to tell people about Anthony Caliendo, the main man, and about your business and how they both could kind of come together. Because if you're ready to sell your business or you've been thinking about it, then that's the answer. You got to call Anthony Caliendo, the main man, the marketing machine. Anthony Caliendo, he works with FNBC Florida, and the two of them together are going to sell your business fast and get the most cash. FNBC Florida has been in business for over 30 years. They've sold thousands of businesses. They're going to list your business on over 300 websites because there's buyers from all over the globe looking right here in South Florida, and your business could be next. That's right. Maximizing the value of your business. That is what Anthony is going to tell you about your business because he's going to give you an evaluation, and it's a $2,500 value. He does it for free. That's right. All you got to do is call him and tell him you're interested in selling your business because you're tired of all the stress or tired of all the risk or tired of the employees or the competition or just tired of being tired. If you answered yes to any of that, well, it's time. It's time to sell your business. He's going to tell you, by the way, if your business is profitable or not, worth $100,000 or $100 million, because, like I said before, there's a buyer out there for every business. Do you even know how much your business is worth right now? Well, that's what Anthony Caliendo does, the marketing machine, the main man. He's going to do it all for you, and he's going to get you the most cash. Call him today, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246, or easy enough, go to the website, themainman.com. If you are interested or ready to sell your business, there's only one phone call you got to make, and that's to the main man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And Anthony Caliendo. All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's time to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com like we always do here on Fridays. Mike, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, guys. How are you today?
Mike, we're doing great. Mike, it's December. We've got eight wins down here, man. We are doing unbelievable right now. So I want to ask you, we got five great games. It looks like 49ers and Dolphins, Washington, Giants. Washington's been a nice comeback story. Jets going to the Vikings, Titans going to the Eagles, and the Chiefs going to Cincinnati. Patrick and Joe going at it. What's your favorite game of the five this week?
Well, it's hard to not pick the Bengals-Chiefs since it's an AFC championship rematch. The Bengals have somehow stayed under radar this year. Usually the team that makes it to the Super Bowl has a target on their back. The Bills acquired it this year, even though they haven't been to a Super Bowl since 1993. It is weird that the Bengals have just kind of been overlooked and forgotten. They are one week at a time making us forget that they've been forgotten. So that's the obvious low-hanging fruit. But that 49ers-Dolphins game, the Super Bowl 19 rematch, I remember watching that game. I remember that where I grew up, about 60 miles from Pittsburgh, I was home for the weekend from college. It was minus 20 that day when they played in Stanford Stadium. And that was an incredibly hyped Super Bowl. That was going to be like the first great clash of high-end franchise quarterback. Yet, and it was 38-16. But, you know, this is a great, great opportunity for the Dolphins to find out who they really are offensively and defensively. This 49ers defense hasn't allowed a point in the second half for four straight games, shut out the Saints last week. And let's see what they can do. And, you know, Mike McDaniel, this is a point Chris Sims made yesterday on PFT Live. Mike McDaniel knows D'Amico Ryans and the way he runs the San Francisco defense better than Kyle Shanahan knows Josh Boyer and the way he runs the Miami defense. So there's an edge there. McDaniel was there. And the other thing about McDaniel, because it's a it's a strange dynamic. If you're a head coach, you got all these assistants, and you know which ones you're kind of keeping an eye on. And I'm going to be careful how much I tell this guy, because this guy's going to be coaching against me in my division one of these days. I just wonder whether or not Kyle Shanahan ever truly regarded Mike McDaniel as a future threat, and maybe was a little more loose-lipped with him about the secret sauce than he should have been. And now McDaniel's in a position to use it against him in his first year as a head coach. I mean, that's just a fascinating wrinkle within this broader game of two really great teams, one with a great defense and one with a great offense.
Mike, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but they have the Mike McDaniel mic'd up. And just about every single week, it looks like we get to see about 10 minutes of it. And the way he talks to Tua on the sidelines and the way his just demeanor is during the game, it's really hard-pressed to think that all the coaches around the league are that kind of loose on the sideline, you know, making jokes about Georgia being the best team in the SEC when he knows Tua is listening. I just think it's kind of funny that's the head coach for the Miami Dolphins and that's the way he acts compared to what I'm assuming is not the same kind of coach around the rest of the league.
Mike McDaniel is an example to all of us, whatever we do, whoever we are, wherever we are, wherever we go, that you can't go wrong by being your true authentic self. I think too many people spend too much time trying to be someone other than who they are. And there's been a lot of that talk in the NFL world lately with Russell Wilson, who is extremely inauthentic. Say what else you will about him, there isn't much of a disagreement that the guy we get with the smile and the cliches is truly the guy beneath the facade. With Mike McDaniel, what you see and what you hear is what you get. It's who he is. And I think we'd all carry around so much less stress. We'd all be relaxed if we just dropped the facade and didn't worry about trying to be someone other than who we are. Embrace who we are, live who we are, and live with a lot less stress. I didn't mean to have this make a motivational speaker turn. I do live in a van down by the river, though, so I guess I qualify. but that's why he's the way he is. He's unburdened by trying to be someone other than who he really is.
So I do want to ask you about Russell Wilson, and we talked about this a couple days ago. So your wife throws a party, half the guys show up. Did she not invite the whole team? I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt she invited everybody, and half of them had something else to do that night. What's your take on the quarterback having a big birthday party? And you know it's going to be real nice, and half the guys end up showing up.
Well, I don't think they're serving pigs in a blanket at the Ciara-funded surprise birthday party for Russell Wilson. And I wouldn't have said a word about it, but one of my primary missions in life is to ferret out and expose bull stuff. And when I saw Mike Kliss of 9 News in Denver, who is basically operating as external PR for the Dolphins at this point and always finding ways to spin things positive, when he tweets out this gratuitous thing about the party and says about half the team was there and makes it into some sort of great indication of his standing with the team, I'm like, whoa, wait. I'm not real good at math.
Me neither.
But if half the team's there, half the team isn't. And it's Tuesday night in season. It should be the event of the year. This, again, we're not talking about, finger food and somebody mixing up the Crystal Light, in a big pitcher with a wooden spoon.
Yeah.
We got some pretty good accommodations at this party. And, if this guy's beloved in the locker room, if you have plans, you change plans. Whatever you're doing Tuesday night can wait. Time stops moving when the Russell Wilson birthday party happens, but it is an indication. And, we saw it with Mike Purcell last week getting in his face. I mean, hey, the guy comes into town as a savior. He gets a gigantic contract without ever playing in a game, preseason or regular season, and he has failed to live up to the very high expectations that it followed him from Seattle to Denver. And it's unfortunate, and that books will be written, and they will be books I actually read about what happened with the 2022 Denver Broncos. Whose fault is it? Why did this fall apart? Why can't they find a way to put it back together? Was Russell Wilson never very good and the Seahawks hit it? Has he lost his mobility? And is that the reason why all of a sudden he can't play well? But that obsession with perception,
Yep.
Too many people carry around that obsession with perception, and it gets in the way of relationships. It gets in the way of your happiness, I believe, to get back to the Mike McDaniel point. And, yeah, we saw it bubble up this week. And, you know, when NFL media, partially owned and operated by the Denver Broncos, when one of their reporters, who isn't known for hot takery, says that Wilson has lost some of the locker room, that's significant. And are we surprised? That's the thing. Sometimes we have people who spout things off and we're like, oh, boy, where'd that come from? Nothing that's been said about Russell Wilson this week has caused anyone to say, well, that's just ridiculous. That doesn't fit with what we already sense.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, we got a story down here. And I just said this morning early, get some help for this guy because it's a sports train wreck that's going on with Antonio Brown from a great career that he – Hall of Fame career that he was having to where this thing is right now. What's your take and where does this end for Antonio Brown? There's got to be somebody that's just not an ass kisser, that's a follower, that's getting taken care of, that's going to stand up and try to help this guy.
Well, I struggle with every Antonio Brown story that lands on our radar because he's never going to play in the NFL again. He's irrelevant to the sport that we cover, but he has relevance because the behaviors that undermine the final years of a potential Hall of Fame career continue, and it does feel like he's in full-blown self-destruct mode. And the problem, and look, I don't know if he has mental health issues. We're all being armchair psychiatrists here. We assume because his behaviors aren't normal that there's a reason for it other than he's just a jerk. And sometimes maybe the explanation is the guy's just a jerk. But in this case, we all think that, you know, we hear so much about CTE and he took that huge hit from Vontaze Burfict in the playoff game 6 or 7 years ago. And some people say, well, he seemed normal before then. That must have been the moment that it all went sideways. Regardless, he's engaging in some self-destructive behaviors and he's erratic and he's unpredictable and he's been that way. And I think the problem is when – if there is a mental health issue, I think the problem is how do you get someone to get through to the person if they're not thinking clearly,
yeah,
that they need to think enough that they need to get help. If I have a broken arm, I know I have a broken arm. I know I have to go to the doctor and have my broken arm treated. If I'm broken in a mental or emotional way, I first have to acknowledge it. And if you're caught in this haze, this web, this you know, just complete and total confusion about what reality is and what reality isn't, and you think you're fine, how do you ever get to the point where you go get help if you think you're perfectly fine and everyone else is the one with the problem? That's the tragedy of these types of situations. The people who need the help, part of the problem they have is keeping them from even realizing it and doing anything about it. So it's just unfortunate. And you know, now that he's of no value to an NFL football team, no NFL football team is going to help him. None of his former teams are going to help him. He's on his own, and it's an example of what happens when you've played in the NFL. Once you're done, you're done. They don't care about you anymore. Not that they really cared about you when you were playing for them. They paid you. And I don't want to be that cynical about it, but we know how it goes. Once you're done, once you're of no value to any team, it's like you never existed. I don't think any NFL team cares about this guy right now.
Mike, from off-the-field drama to on-the-field drama this weekend in Houston, Deshaun Watson returns. What is this going to look like? What's the pregame going to be like? What's the postgame going to be like? What's the on-the-field thing? I mean, 700 days he hasn't played. What do you think he's going to look like on the field for the Browns?
Well, yeah, 700 days is a long time to not play football. I don't care how hard you've been working out, practicing, whatever. There's no replacement for full speed, full contact, real-time NFL football. So I expect him to be a little bit rusty. I expect the Browns to take that into account in their game planning. You know, a lot of running the ball with the tailbacks, and they have two of the best in Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Short passes, high percentage, build confidence. Maybe let him use his natural ability to run the ball a couple of times just to get to the point where he's feeling good, rebuild his confidence that way, and then a little play action, get the ball down the field if it works. But, hey, I don't know what we're going to hear or see, what kind of signs there may be, what kind of chant. There was a very profane chant that was directed at Deshaun Watson when they played a preseason game in Jacksonville, which is hardly a hotbed of fan hostility. So he's going back to the city that he rejected and wanted out. He didn't reject the city, but he rejected the team. But for a lot of the people in the city, it's one and the same. And then he was responsible for this tremendous off-field mess that contributed to this funk that the team is now in. I think it could get ugly. And, you know, it's kind of flown under the radar screen for most of us because the teams aren't good. The Browns are still kind of alive, but not really. The Texans are a train wreck. The game is tucked in the 1 o'clock Eastern window with seven other games. But, yeah, I think there's a chance that, this gets awkward and uncomfortable on the field and in the stands on Sunday for Deshaun Watson.
Mike, just real quickly, CBS, does NFL call CBS and says, help us out, please, and let's stay away from signs, and we don't want this to get what it could be, or do they stay out of that?
Well, how do I put this without getting myself in any trouble? I think the NFL is an active participant in conversations with all broadcast partners.
Okay.
And there are debates, discussions, conversations, strategies, preferences that get articulated.
Right.
And, you know, the bottom line is, I saw the coverage map this week. Not much of the country is going to see this game. So
yeah, good point.
What CBS does or doesn't do won't be scrutinized the way that it would be if it was a primetime game with national broadcast and everyone paying attention. And look, if you want to have any credibility whatsoever as the broadcasting entity, you can't just stick your head in the sand about this. You've got to address it. The question is, if there are profane chants that are so loud that you can't help but hear them as part of the ambient noise, what does CBS do about that? I mean, we hear the bull stuff chant echo through the microphones all the time.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how much of that we actually hear and if they acknowledge it and what kind of signs may be there and do they show them. The roughly 10 of the accusers are going to have a suite there. Will there be a gratuitous shot like we had the gratuitous owner shot at a lot of these games? Will there be? And it's not gratuitous in this case.
Nope.
Here's the suite where the 10 or so Deshaun Watson accusers are watching the game. It's not gratuitous. Make the owner feel good about, you know, all of his or her billions. But this is a real relevant event to the game. So, yeah, hey, I kind of wish for my own interest it was in a standalone spot so I could study exactly what happens. But, you know, it's probably good for everyone that it's not going to be widely viewed.
Good point. We got a lot of good games for it. Mike, thank you. Appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline.
All right, Andrew Van Ginkle is going to join us, the outside linebacker defensive end of the Miami Dolphins. We come back. Boy, I got to tell you, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage says, hey, Joe, man, I'm just telling you right now, the price and cost of everything's going through the roof. Because of inflation, we know interest rates are continuing to rise. That means now's the time to have your money and equity work for you. Are you looking to get equity out of your home? You upside down in debt right now, credit card debt, liens on your property, a lot of bad things going on. You can't even sleep at night. Sounds to me like you could really use Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I want to tell you a few things. First of all, when the banks approve you, it takes forever. Michael Kotze can do it in half the time. When the banks say no, Michael Kotze says, let me work my butt off to try to do this for you. This guy goes the extra mile. He doesn't work Monday through Friday. He works 7 days a week. He works at night, in the morning. And by the way, if the economy is hitting your family hard, use your equity to get back above water. If you're 62 or older and have equity, talk to Michael Kotze about a reverse mortgage and how that can help you long-term getting that equity out and still living in your home. Telling you right now, best of all, he doesn't work banker's hours. He's ready to help you right now. He's got a new verification program he just rolled out for no income to help you as well get approved. NMLS 166-254, rates and terms, subject to change, either without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Here's his cell phone number. Please call him and let him help you. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730 for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.